Hello, fine people of the internet. This is Pause Menu. My name is Will.
I'm Ethan.
And today we will bring you the last week in video game news. Though just, there really weren't a lot to begin with.
Just to recap, we didn't do the podcast last week because I had the world's worst flu. So we got some articles. What the fuck? Try to throw me off. Anyway, we'll be putting up some articles over the week, hopefully. So right now we're just going to focus on this last week's pathetic amount of news.
Yeah, it really was incredibly fucking scrawny. That's pretty much what it was. Okay, so before we dive into the news, let's just talk about what we played over these last 2 weeks, because that's basically how long we haven't done a podcast for. So go ahead and start. What have you been playing for these past 2 weeks since you were sick?
Halo Reach, Modern Warfare 3, as usual. I got wet, and I've been playing it.
Whoa, pause. You got wet.
Okay. Yeah, you're a funny guy. You know that. Wet. It's just a game. It's like one of 1970s action movies. You control this chick name. What's her fucking name again? I don't know. I don't care. She has two guns. She has a sword, and it's entertaining. But it's okay.
How much did you buy for?
On Amazon.com for $6.
That's disgustingly cheap.
Yes.
Oh my god. Wait, so did you pay the shipping and everything or just the $6?
Without shipping and handling, the game actually cost about $1.07.
Motherfucker.
You know, the shipping and handling was more than the actual game by a lot, so
that shows how much its value is worth nowadays.
Yeah. World of Tanks.
Obviously.
For the record, I will be doing articles concerning some of the tanks and their history and how they're represented in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Don't crucify me if they're not good, but I'll do my best with them, of course.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anything else? Oh, yes. Perfect World. If anyone has seen the site lately, I've put an article reviewing Perfect World International, which is a totally free RPG. So if you're sick and tired of paying a monthly fee for World of Warcraft, chuck it out the window or put it in the bin and check this shit out because it's substantially better.
Wait, it's who is it by? Who actually made the game? It's not Netson, right?
No.
Okay.
And it's not Netson. I don't know who exactly did the game because I haven't paid attention to that. I was just testing the game. But as I said, it's substantially better. Graphics are better. Controls, you can hotkey almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
So
that goes along with just about any other MMORPG out there.
Well, I mean, you can hotkey manas, potions, attacks,
etc.
Weapons. You can switch through weapons in the middle of a battle. So it's quite entertaining.
That's fine.
Yeah. And what about you?
Oh god. Wow. The list is kind of dry. All right. Let's see. Well, I'm seeing the Modern Warfare 3 disc from here, so I'll say Modern Warfare 3. I've been playing Halo Reach just a little bit, not that much. I'm Wargrave level 2 right now. I want to be level 3, but not there yet. I played like 5 minutes of Gears of War 3, and I finished 0-7 in Team Deathmatch, and I will never play that again in my life, at least online, because it's very competitive, and I just am not that great at it. I suck. What else? Battlefield 3. I got into the multiplayer a few days ago, and I'm really enjoying it now. Holy shit, I'm actually having fun with Battlefield multiplayer. I never used to say that, ever, because I sucked at it. But now I'm actually okay, and I'm having some fun with it. So that's always a good thing. Let's see, what else? I was playing Brutal Legend for the PS3. God, that game is so bootleg. Like, you have Jack Black in there. That's all I need to tell you.
Oh, God.
But it's a funny game. It's not like, you know, in your face, making like trying so hard to make you laugh. It just makes you laugh because it's stupid. Let's see, what else have I been playing? I haven't touched Uncharted at all. I beat The Bourne Conspiracy. I think that's the name of the game. I forgot, and I finally beat it. It's funny. because I loaded the game in and I was in the, apparently I was in the last fight. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm just going to kick this dude's ass. And there's like one more level, right? No. That's pretty much it. I kick his ass and the game is over.
No shit.
So I literally only spent like 5-7 minutes finishing the game because that was all that's left. Just the final boss battle, which was
that
so
actually cool. Reminds me. I forgot to mention that I turned on my PlayStation 3 recently and beat, what did you call it?
Uncharted 2?
Yes, Uncharted 2.
And what did you think of the game, by the way? I forgot to ask.
I enjoyed it a lot.
You were going to say I loved it.
I mean, I did love it, honestly. I did, you know. I don't want to come off as emotional on a game, but this was one of those games that was, you know, intense. It was fun. It had its funny moments. But when it came down to the ending, I'm not going to say anything about the ending in case people played it. But it was fucking intense. You beat the bad guy. You go through a cinematic scene with which you control, and it's fucking epic.
Damn, man. Just damn.
You know?
And okay. Other than that, what else have I been playing? I think that's it.
Reach with me.
Oh yeah. I mean, I play. I mean, to be honest, I didn't tell you this, so I'll just tell you right now. I hate Forge. I don't like it.
Why?
I just don't use it that much. I mean, it's there. It's a feature. It's fun for a little bit, but you know, it's not something I would spend, you know, so much time into. So that's why I'm always iffy.
But you always play online.
Oh, you have online, of course.
I gotta play online more often because I don't know why, but I when I first got a Reach again because you know I sold it and bought it again. I just got on a team, so I just started raping people.
Nice.
I mean, I don't know why. I just picked up a gun and started getting headshots. I'm like, oh well, okay. You know?
No, if you give... I'll tell you right now. If you give Halo Reach Online multiplayer a chance, it will love you. And you will love it in return. And you'll get married and have children. Okay. let's see. What else? I think that's it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's it. I almost forgot one more thing. But I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up later in the podcast. It's not on our, you know, story list, but I'll bring it up at the end, like when we finish with everything.
All right.
Okay. So with that, I think we can just move on to the lackluster weekend news.
Okay. So should I do this? Should I introduce this one?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So, unsurprisingly, SOPA and PIPA are losing more momentum every day. SOPA, for those of you who don't know, Stop Online Privacy Act, PIPA, Protect whatever the fuck it is, Intellectual Property Act.
Protect IP Act, basically.
Yeah, Protect IP, whatever the fuck it is. The point is, this shit is just going away. And the ESA, Entertainment Software Association, has taken away its membership from it.
Oh, yeah. You see, if you're not familiar with ESA, they're basically the guys that represent the big companies at events such as E3. They basically sponsor the fuck out of it. And basically, what's been going on these past few weeks is that you have the ESA that supported SOPA, right? Mm-hmm. And so with the ESA supporting SOPA, it was already automatically assumed that almost every game company supported it because game companies are signed up with ESA. They have, you know, relationships and whatnot. And ESA lobbyists, quote-unquote, represent the big game companies. Unless you came out and said, no, we don't support SOPA, we don't support PIPA, you were assumed that you supported it. And ESA took a lot of heat from supporting SOPA. I mean, you had companies such as Nintendo and Sony getting heat. You had Disney that renounced its support also. You just had a whole cavalcade of companies just taking kicks to the balls because they were supporting SOPA and PIPA. And, you know, now that SOPA and PIPA are basically – they're not eliminated. They're just shelved, but we don't know when they're going to come back. I mean, the writer of the author of the law – of the bill, Lamar Smith, I think that's his name, Republican congressman. Even he said it. He's like, we have to make significant changes to SOPA and PIPA. So for the time being, it's going to be permanently shelved. And while that's going on, you know, it's losing supporters left and right. And apparently ESA is one of them.
Thank God, man. I mean, you had sites like Wikipedia doing 24-hour protests, just shutting down their sites over these
Well, you
bills.
see, if you were savvy enough, you would know that you could actually still access Wikipedia,
By the mobile, their mobile version. Yeah,
through the
I knew that.
mobile or through apps that use the API.
I
But
already knew that, you know. But the point is that these sites took action, you
that's true.
know. So, I mean, if you didn't have the mobile version or you didn't know what the fuck you was doing, you was pretty screwed.
And it's scary. It's a scary law. But what pisses me off about this is that, for example, okay, let's flash back here a little bit. It's January 18th, right? This is the day of the blackout where, all of a sudden now people are realizing what SOPA is. You see Jon Stewart doing commentary on it on The Daily Show. I don't know if Stephen Colbert did the same thing. He probably did. But if you look back a week before then, you would ask someone, what do you think SOPA is? If they're Hispanic, they'll just say soup because they had no idea. They most likely had no idea whatsoever what it was. And that's the problem with it. People don't really know what they're talking about when it comes to SOPA. They don't even know what it is. I think the best way to just fight it is to actually know about it and know the good things and the bad things. I mean, you have the good things. The only good things are that, people who have copyrights can protect them, of course. But the problem with it is that with the laws in place right now, you can do the same thing because you saw what happened to Mega Upload. That shit got taken down. Yeah, and SOPA wasn't even enacted, and look what happened. Mega Upload left. So that goes to show that you don't need a law like SOPA to be around. It's totally unnecessary and stupid. And with that, it can suck my balls. It's permanently, well, not permanently shelved, but it's indefinitely shelved for the time being. And we don't know when it's coming back.
Oh yeah.
But for
Hopefully
the
never.
time being, we assume that the authors and lobbyists and whatnot are working together to be like, okay, how can we make this more tolerable for people? And yeah, that's pretty much it.
I say we take the author and give him a pair of cement shoes.
No, here's what you should do. Go to his Facebook page. Everything he writes on his Facebook page, anything that doesn't even have to do with SOPA, you see people commenting on that shit and saying, suck my dick, Lamar Smith. Because he was one of the authors of SOPA, so it's like all of a sudden people hate on him now. And every single thing he posts up, every single thing, you have people just commenting on that shit and saying, kiss my ass, you son of a bitch. Like, things like that. Not exactly that, but you
I
have.
guess he could say my pet dog died today and he's be like, oh, you know, suck my dick. You know?
That's basically what some people were saying. And so, okay, so with that, shining happy news out of the way, we can talk about Resident Evil 6, sir, and this is where you come in.
Oh, yes. For those of you who don't know, Resident Evil 6 is confirmed and its release date is in
Hallelujah.
November. A trailer is up on sites like 1UP and you will find it on YouTube. And it looks fucking awesome. The trailer, I cannot believe it. Its date is set for November 20th, released on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, with a PC version coming out sometime later. So, I mean, what do you think? I mean, I know you're a Resident Evil fan.
Oh, I can't fucking wait.
Neither can I.
But what sucks about this is that a while back I wrote an article on my top 10 games of 2012. And one of the top 10 was Ra Resident Evil, Operation Raccoon City. And what sucks, there are two things that suck about this. Don't get me wrong, I am looking forward to Resident Evil 6 and I will buy that on day one. But here's the problem I have. One, you have Operation Raccoon City, which comes out a month before in October. Which might, I mean, if Resident Evil 6 is coming this November, which it is, since it's going to be, I think it's going to affect sales for Operation Raccoon City. Because you have, all of a sudden, you're entering the fall, 2012, where you see a whole bunch of games coming out. And all of a sudden, people can only afford so many.
Yeah,
And it's
especially
like,
if they don't have a
okay,
job.
yeah, unless you have a job. But even if you have a job, you might not still be able to afford it. So it's like, should I buy two Resident Evil games or should I buy one and hold my money for the next Halo, for example, or for the next Call of Duty, and that creates a problem. It's kind of a paradox here, a little issue. But from the trailer that I've seen, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, it's hell so, yeah!
It looks awesome.
Definitely check the trailer out. We could probably put up a link or something on the website.
Yeah.
Just remind me to do that. I'm forgetful.
I mean, you have going back to the trailer itself. There are two segments in the game. We assume you play as Leon, mm-hmm. right? And you play as Chris. Leon's segments seem to be more traditional Resident Evil, scary zombie sections.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris's sections takes place in China, and it looks more to be, you know, more actiony, more more supernatural, I guess is the right word, because you saw that. I mean, I know you saw the trailer. You saw that fucking thing growing out of that dude's arm later on in the trailer. That shit looked nasty as fuck. It looked like my brother a little bit there.
Oh, but, shit.
I'm sorry if you can hear this. You can't? No. All right, good. But, yeah, I mean, it looks to be not a return to roots, but it's like, you know, balancing the two. It's like there's a healthy balance of action and survival horror. It's not like Resident Evil 5, where it's all action and no horror whatsoever. Not once in the game did I feel scared. And I shouldn't be able to say that for any Resident Evil game, right? Unless it's, you know, something like Operation Raccoon City, where it's not supposed to scare you. It's just supposed to be all action. But still, I'm really looking forward to this game, man. It's definitely in my top 10. It's on my radar for damn sure.
I mean, I love Resident Evil. And as you know, I was playing Resident Evil from when it first came out. One of my favorites was Code Veronica for the Dreamcast.
Yes.
And that's a classic. And I mean, this, as you said, some segments look like they are taking lessons from their classic roots, but it's looks like it's going to be a twist on it. And
a quick question. Did you know they remade Code Veronica?
For what?
360 and PS3.
I thought I saw something on the arcade about it.
Yeah, it's they remade it. If you go to the Xbox Live Marketplace right now, you'll find it.
I gotta see how much it is.
$20, I think.
Not bad. But I think I'll stick with it on the Dreamcast.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I'm an old retro person. Speaking of Resident Evil 6, it's gonna be 6-player online co-op and 8-player online multiplayer. That's the word I'm looking for. And
that might be a bit of an issue for some people, because you know how Resident Evil 6 looks to be a combination of action, survival, horror, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now that you have 6-player co-op, it's like, you know, will that dilute the experience? Or I think it won't. I think it'll be as much fun. I think it'll be fucking awesome.
Yeah, because you'll have whole squads of people playing the same thing.
Yeah, and you have like 5 other people you can talk to and, you know, just have some fun, because that's the point of a game, right? Ultimately, you have fun with it.
But what's really on my mind is the online multiplayer.
Oh, that's going to be – because if you've played Resident Evil 5 multiplayer, just no. It just didn't work. The main problem with Resident Evil 5 that everyone commented on is that you can't shoot while moving. That was the biggest problem.
That's stupid.
Like, if you play Resident Evil 5, if you want to shoot, you have to stay in one place. You have to be stationary. And that was the big issue with Resident Evil 5, because it carried over in multiplayer. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, when you have people playing against you, you have to literally stand still and take the bullets while you shoot the other guy. And all of a sudden, it becomes this which weapon is stronger game. Instead of strategic, elements to it. And it sucked. So, you know, I know with Revelations that's coming for the 3DS, you can shoot while moving, which is a godsend. So hopefully, you know, it's true. I'll talk about it later on in the podcast, right at the end, since it's a small thing. But, yeah, hopefully it's going to be fun. I know it's going to be fun. I just want it to be fun.
Yeah.
And speaking of Resident Evil, we have more news for Resident Evil, but this one's interesting. This one's for Korea. We have another port, yet another one, for Resident Evil 4. You've seen it on the GameCube. You've seen it on the Wii. You've seen it on PS2. You've seen a version of it for iOS, and now Korea is going to get it. According to this article, Resident Evil 4 will now be ported from everything. Well, no, wait, time out. Okay, it's coming for Android, basically. But if you live in the United States, you are... Well, if you live anywhere other than Korea, you're basically fucked, because it's only available for LG's LTE U Plus market ecosystem. Try saying that five times fast. No, and it's only available in Korea. It looks to be a port of the iOS version. It may come to other Android devices, though that is yet to be confirmed. The title's only available in Korea for 5,000 blah, 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 blah. What's the currency? Blah. Anyway, it's converted to $4.41 U.S. currency. Yeah. So now Korea will get a taste of Leon Kennedy and the Las Plagas.
Intriguing.
Well, I mean, it came out for everything and your mom, Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
And it's available for everything, even for the Zeebo. I don't even know what is it. What the fuck is a Zeebo?
A Zeebo?
Yeah, what's a Zeebo? I think it's just a joke. No, it's not. Oh, my God.
Oh, I gotta see this. Hold on.
What? Oh, it's a 3G-enabled entertainment and education system from Zeebo, Inc. It's targeted at developing markets such as BRIC, which is basically Brazil, Russia, India, and China, as well as Mexico. And one of the games for it is Resident Evil 4.
What the shit?
Why?
The controller looks like a boomerang. Oh, we gotta leave this for another day. I gotta buy one.
What is this? What is this? Oh, good God. Are you kidding me? What? It features remade versions such as FIFA 09, Resident Evil 4, Crash Bandicoot, Nitro Kart 3D.
Okay,
oh my God.
We're getting away from the topic here.
Okay, all right. No! Shut up! No! I have to look this up. No. What the fuck is a Zeebo? Okay, well, other than that, I mean, it's come out for a lot of devices, to be completely fair, and it's finally time Android is, you know, it's coming out for Android, but what sucks is that Android is as fragmented as a broken piece of glass. And, you know, to see that Resident Evil 4 for now is only exclusive to a Korea LG ecosystem, it sucks.
Yeah.
Because that's really specific. I mean, the chances we'll see that here are pretty high, actually. I think it's going to come here soon, eventually. I don't know. But I don't know. I think they should just stop porting this. It came out in 2005. In 2004 in Japan, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And, I just want to see something new. Which is Resident Evil 6. And, okay, I think, yeah, that's good enough for that. Fuck you, Resident Evil 4. And Leon rescuing Ashley and shit. Okay, we have somber news. Well, for me, at least. Max Payne 3 has been delayed until May.
Oh, God.
2012. I am so sad at this. When I first saw it, it was originally supposed to come out sometime in March, and now Take-Two came out and said it's coming in May. It was supposed to come out at the end of 2011, and now it's coming out in May.
Just stop crying.
I am so sad at this, because I've been looking forward to this game for over half a decade, and now it's been pushed back even more. Sons of bitches. Fuck you guys at Rockstar. Damn you. No, but those guys do great things. Seriously, though, I'm depressed. The good thing is that if you want to buy the special edition, this is a weird policy. Let me explain it to you. You have two editions for Max Payne 3, right? Regular and special. For special, if you wanted it, you had to pre-order before January 15th. If you didn't do it, you would not get it, period. What they did was, you know, in light of the delay for Max Payne 3, they just pushed back that window of opportunity that you have to pre-order the special edition. They pushed back all the way to April 2nd. So you have from now until April 2nd to pre-order the special edition. It's $100. I forgot what it included. I think it included some multiplayer weapons and skins like Mona Sats and Vladimir Lem. You had this awesome keychain that you could take off the back of it so you could put your drugs inside. You had this pretty cool poster, I think, in my opinion, for Max Payne. You had the soundtrack, I think. Oh, yeah, and you had a Max Payne 10-inch, 8-inch, 10-inch, I forgot how many inches, statue.
Ooh.
For $100, all of it. And I think it comes in a tin case, I hope. You know, metal, aluminum, lead.
I think lead would be pretty bad.
Oh, you know. But yeah, it sucks that it's been pushed back. I've been looking forward to it for years. My brother pre-ordered it recently, so I'll just bitch at him and tell him pre-order the special edition. I'll suck your dick. Shut up. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Mass Pain 3 delayed. Moving on.
Yes.
Do you want me to start with this one, or should you?
I think you could. Yeah, you should.
All right. Okay. So. Okay, I think in my opinion, this is the game to look forward to in 2012.
Hello!
BioShock Infinite. What's talked about here, you have regular difficulty modes, right? But now Ken Levine from developer Rational Games, he basically came out and said there will be a 1999 mode. It's supposed to be a separate difficulty, so it's not one of the elevating difficulties, like easy, normal, hard, 1999. It's a separate difficulty mode.
Yeah.
According to the article written up by Joystick, the mode will include unnamed tweaks and features that won't exist in the standard BioShock Infinite experience. It will also, quote, feature demanding weapon power and health management, end quote, along with a game over screen if the player lacks the resources for a respawn. Bam. If you throw the controller across the room because of the 1999 mode, they are not held responsible. apparently, this is supposed to be uber difficult and for the hardcore. If you're really into it, you better try out 1999 mode, because that seems to be your cup of tea, you sadistic, masochistic fucks.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be interesting. I like the old school, you know, stuff. So this is going to be, after I beat the regular game, of course.
Yeah.
Try this out. And yeah, this is probably going to be something I would order on day one myself. So.
Yeah. I was just gonna say a quick thing. I hope it comes out during the summer, because if I'm not mistaken, that's usually around the time where BioShock games are released. You had the first one that came out during the summer. I remember that. Damn, what's going on over there? You okay?
Going on?
Oh, all right. Sucking that dick. The second one I think came out in August, if I'm not mistaken. And hopefully this one will come out during the summer. That's all I'm going to say for it.
Okay.
So, and that's pretty much it for the news.
Now we delve into the new video game releases for January 16th to January 22nd.
Even that's pretty depressing.
That's depressing. Yeah. I mean, you want to do this, or should I do one console and you do one?
Sure, you can do the PS3.
Okay.
We alternate.
For PS3, it's depressing. Gran Turismo 5 Car Pack 3 DLC, Gran Turismo 5 Speed Test Pack, Saints Row the Third Genki Bowl, what is that, 7?
7.
And Saints Row the Third Cheapy D Pack.
Oh, you never heard of Cheapy D?
Not really, but I'm not really worried about it. It's only on PS3, you don't have the game PS3 anyway.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, it's a free, from what I hear, it's a free add-on for those of you who have Saints Row the Third. So, you know, just check it out. For the 360! Sorry if your ears bled after that, buddy. You have Gears of War 3. You have the Phoenix Rising Map Pack available for, I think, God, I'm trying to remember how many Microsoft points that is.
Like, is it 1,200?
1,200, 1,600, I think it's 1,200.
Who knows?
Somewhere around there. You have Saints Row the Third, you have the Genki Bowl 7 DLC, and for Xbox Live Arcade, you have Scary Girl, which According to the Rip 10 article, I'm stealing off here. Quote, it presents a wondrous adventure into a distinctive and beautifully bizarre world. Main character Scary Girl is an abandoned child with a tentacle arm, Ill, who dresses like a pirate, Arg, joining with friends such as Blister, Ill, Giant Octopus, and Bunny Guru, the mystical Kung Fu Rabbit. Okay. She sets out on an offbeat adventure. Quote, you need to smoke pot to enjoy this game.
End quote. Okay.
That sounds fucking weird. Okay, your turn. Go.
The Wii, which is even more depressing than the previous two, only has one game that's come out called Jungle Speed.
For the PC, you have downloadable content for Saints Row the Third, same as PS3. You have the Genki Bowl 7 add-on, and you have the GPD pack add-on.
And nothing has been released for the 3DS, the DS.
I'll correct them there later on, but I'll talk about it later. For the DS, you have What's Your Type? I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a, quote, interesting game that helps you predict you and your friend's personalities using a combination of proven scientific methodologies, such as hand reading.
Okay.
And finger palm examination. Okay.
And for PSP, nothing.
Nada.
Not a goddamn thing.
Okay, since we're basically... God damn, how long are we running here? Probably half an hour, right?
Yeah, quite less. Actually, about 40 minutes.
Wow, that is depressingly low for our podcast.
Yeah, usually it's an hour it is. Or so.
Just a quick note before we end it here. 3DS demos are now available. The 3DS eShop has been updated to include demos of games. The first demo was for Resident Evil Revelations, which I had the opportunity to download and fully play. And might I say, if you have a 3DS, it will be worth it. The first good game of 2012 comes in February. And that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. You said you was going to correct them about their 3DS.
Yeah, that was it. It was just the demo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Okay, so should we end it here?
I guess we could end it here.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, unless there's anything else you want to talk about.
Not really.
All right, then let's end it here. This has been an episode of Pause Menu. For yours truly, I'm Will.
I'm Ethan.
And we will hopefully see you next week.
Holla, holla, holla.
Oh, God.